The death of 20-year-old Stone Fultz, a Bowling Green State University sophomore who died this month after an alleged fraternity hazing incident, has renewed calls for change at the state and federal level. Kathleen Wyatt's son, Colin, died at an Ohio University off-campus fraternity house in 2018.
For the last weeks of Colin's life, he had endured extreme hazing. He was beaten, belted, waterboarded, and forced drugs. Our family, individually and collectively, has experienced the most painful type of heartbreak unimaginable because of hazing.
Wyant is supporting a bipartisan bill sponsored by state lawmakers that would create harsher penalties for hazing and would make it a felony if drugs or alcohol are involved. She's also supporting federal legislation sponsored by Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown that requires hazing incidents to be reported as part of annual crime reports from colleges and requires universities to educate students about the dangers of hazing. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.